I got interested in crystallography when I did geology and came across silicate structures.
So you started out as an earth scientist?
No, as a chemist. New Zealand, where things were done better in my view, we had a range of sciences. Yes. We didn't have to do just chemistry. Mm. So I did 2 years of geology, which I enjoyed enormously, though I hated the paleontology. But the mineralogy was fantastic, and I came across these papers by a man called Taylor, who Dorothy knew. And it was, I just came across one of these papers, and a little voice in my head said, this is the only way to do chemistry. Bang. And the next year, somebody came back from England, and he offered a third-year course in crystallography, so I jumped for it. And that's how I got interested in crystallography. It was really great fun.
Mm. So that's why you were still an undergraduate?
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And?
Well, I did a PhD after that with the man who came back in New Zealand,
in Auckland. Yeah.
And my PhD was probably rather ambitious. We were trying to do, for the first time, a natural product molecule, which was much bigger than it ought to have been for what our resources were. But it worked out very well. And one of my guides were the papers of Dorothy on cholesterol and things like that, because there were relationships there between what she did.
What were you looking at?
It was called Senecio, it was called senkirkine. It was an alkaloid from a plant called Senecio kirkii. And it causes severe lesions of the liver if you eat it. It kills a lot of animals in times of drought. So we were just looking at it for that reason. But towards the end of my thesis, when everything was clear that it was going to work, I came across these B12 papers, which I read with astonishment. And they're absolutely wonderful papers, clear, tremendously easy to follow, simple ideas, clearly written, with astonishing results. Mm. And this whole molecule was just emerging by very simple.
So you were reading the papers as they came out?
Pretty well,
yes.
And they were in the Proceedings of the Royal Society, which took months to get out. And on one occasion I went in to my supervisor, who I'd been irritating for some time, I realised, about this work. And I finally said to him, why aren't we doing problems like this? And he turned on me and said, if you think so much of the bloody woman, why don't you write to her? So I did. I went straight out of his room and I sat down and I wrote to her. And the paper arrived the day Marjorie Harding told Doris she was leaving. So there was a perfect click. So her Rockefeller thing was transferred to me if I was interested.
Mm-hmm.
And I was, because it was to work on insulin. I knew about the insulin work. Mm. I said quite specifically that I want to work on insulin, which I'd known about. So it all worked in very easily, actually. Mm.
And did she go through the business of taking up references and so on, or
no,
did she just...
Not to my knowledge. I mean, I have no idea. She wrote back to me and said, how lovely that you should write, and sounds very interesting. She must have got references, but I don't...
Did you send your thesis?
No.
That would have taken...
No, she was actually my external examiner, but I didn't know that.
Right. Hmm.
And I don't know whether that happened before or after I wrote to. Rather think after, but I don't know that. And a nice little story about that, if you've got time for it. This will never
I've got plenty of time for nice little stories. That's what books are about.
Well, but I've got the standards of theses in the colonies were much higher, I discovered, than in England. And I saw some of the other theses were really thin and slapdash compared to what we had to do. And my thesis was severely criticised by the examiners for being imperfect. I mean, I hadn't finished a lot of things and it was scruffy as hell. And they said, you're going to have to rewrite it. You know, the pages were typed up twice, there were legends on the wrong figures, you know, mistakes all over the place. And I accepted that. And Dorothy, when consulted, oh no, she went back. There's no need to rewrite it. There is some evidence of haste, she said. But no need to rewrite it. When I saw the Auckland theses, I understood. I mean, they really were, by our standards, often handwritten.
Mm.
And therefore, she was very tolerant. So I got away without having to rewrite my thesis. And I was, when I walked into the room, there was my thesis on her desk. I was gobsmacked. Just gobsmacked. So that was all very interesting.